Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, April 20th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. If you've got something on your mind, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to join us on the air. You do that by just checking the box. While you're on the website, don't forget to check out all of our content that lives there. We've got blogs and the video section. We've got the free weekly newsletter, which Mark does such a great job assembling for every Friday. And of course, we've got our subscription service called Jill on Money Live. For $35, you'll have access to quarterly live webinars, the back catalog, and more bonus video content. Today, we are talking to Kristen, who's on the line from Pittsburgh.
Even though I have 403Bs, my husband and I both have 403Bs, we have the option to maybe move into a Roth 403B for the last about 8 years of our career. We're both teachers. And I was telling this to my friend, and he said, well, when you retire with these pensions, you'll have to pay X number of taxes and all that. And then you'll have these 403Bs and all this other stuff. But it's what you don't know that will hurt you. And I just don't know what I don't know. So that's why I wrote into you, just to kind of pick your brain about maybe whether I should switch over to a Roth 403B or should I continue going with the 403B I have now.
So you and your husband are both teachers. How much do you guys earn together?
Together, we earn about $230.
Okay, great. And you have kids?
Yes.
How old are they?
15 and 13.
How old are you guys?
I'm 47. My husband's 50.
And how much longer do you think you will, or you're shooting to work?
We're pretty confident that we're going to work 8.5 more years after my son graduates from college. That's when we'll retire.
You'll be very young, no?
Yes, but we get 60% of our health insurance until Medicare.
What will the pensions look like? So let's look at 8.5 years from now. You make 230 now. What will the pension be?
Well, we have the option when we retire to either get an individual pension that will just pay us individually without spousal support. So that would raise both of ours. So we were thinking about retiring without kind of putting the other name on the pension. So that would figure into about $7,500 for each of us when we retire. And
wow.
If we go full retirement, that would shoot up to about $9,000. But since we are retiring a bit sooner, that would be it. But I think that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that is. Have you guys used 403Bs in the past? Do you have a lot of money in there already in a traditional 403B?
Yes, we each have around $300,000.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And any other assets that are saving up, that you're saving up, like maybe for college, whether it's just a plain old brokerage account or a 529 plan?
We have college accounts for our kids totaling about $160,000. We have a very small traditional IRA of about $1,000 each, and then Roth IRA is about $13,000 each. And then my husband has a fund where he invests in stocks, about $40,000 for brokerage.
$40,000 fund money.
Fund money. It is his fund stock account where if we need to go on vacation, he just sells a stock and then we have a little bit of extra money.
Okay. Do you own a home?
Yes.
How much is it worth?
It's worth about $450,000.
And is there a mortgage outstanding?
Yes. We have $280,000 left to pay.
What's the rate? Do you know?
3.75%.
I mean, you already have $600,000 in pre-tax money. You will have a lot of income in the future. I mean, between the two pensions, and you'll also be able to claim Social Security. So you're going to be in a, I mean, I don't know if you're going to be in the highest tax bracket, but I would say you're going to be in a healthy tax bracket when you retire. And I think that you'll be happy to have more Roth money. Now, let me ask you a couple of other questions. Mm-hmm. Estate planning, wills, all that kind of stuff. What do you got?
You're going to be mad at me because we have a will all drawn out, but it's not notarized because we got it done right before COVID hit and we're just lazy. That's it.
Okay. Well, what can we do to help you get off this, your butts and get it done?
We just need to invite a nice couple out for drinks and then go sign papers. That's what we need.
Oh my God. I would totally do that. Mark, let's go to Pittsburgh. We'll be the witnesses. Please do that. Yes. That would make sense. You know what you might want to do? Let me just put this out into your universe. Mm-hmm. So you're going to go over the age of 50. You'll be able to put in a catch-up contribution, right?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe you don't do that. Maybe we beef up the savings. Like maybe you just have, you know, the fun money account that your husband has. Mm-hmm. Maybe we throw a little bit extra money in there and have a brokerage account that's more like a supplemental retirement account.
Okay.
That wouldn't be so bad. I feel like you're going to want to have some slush fund of money that's already been taxed. And I think that may be the better way to do it.
So I was planning on throwing in his 50-year-old bonus or like the higher rate in starting in January. But you're saying I should take that money and put it in his brokerage now or when I
turn? Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why not do it now?
Yeah, he'd love to hear that because he really wants to get that account up. So we can-
Yeah, well, tell him that he's got to stop screwing around with individual stocks and then just buy index funds and he'll get the account up to $400,000. Tell him that by the time in 8.5 years that I want to hear that you've got have $400,000 in there.
Wow. I'd love to have that.
I think you could do that.
Okay.
Why not?
Good idea.
But, you know, he's got to get serious and put some money in there. And then invest in a normal way. This is no longer a fun money account, right? Mm-hmm. This is really now, this to me is very important. This is now a supplemental retirement account. And so it should be treated a bit more seriously, okay?
Okay.
If you would like to join us or if you've got a question, something going on, maybe a little post-tax season blues, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com and click the Contact Us button. You can subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And try to put your hands metaphorically or maybe even physically on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening and we'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to like skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.